The Story of Sam Horn. Meet Sam Horn, a renowned expert in communication and author of best-selling books. From a young age in a small town, Sam's sharp intellect set her apart. However, she didn't realize that her love for deep thinking sometimes made her seem distant. She wasn't one for small talk and often unintentionally came across as boastful. Discovering Dale Carnegie's renowned book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, was a game changer for Horn. It revolutionized her approach to life. Instead of relying solely on her intriguing persona, she embraced a new strategy, becoming the most curious person in any room. Instead of flaunting her knowledge, she now seeks to delve into other people's perspectives. This shift has made Horn the most sought-after individual wherever she goes. Her popularity stems from her relentless pursuit of enhancing her relationship-building skills. To her, the connection is the secret of life. Effective leadership in a modern world. Imagine a team leader perched high atop a towering tree in a dense forest. From his vantage point, he realizes something crucial. The lumber crew is chopping away in the wrong forest. He urgently calls down to the managers below, but they brush off his concerns, convinced they're making great progress. Managers were all about efficiency, while leaders focused on getting things done the right way. Success through connection. Today, more than ever, companies are realizing the power of diversity, teamwork, and breaking down rigid hierarchies. Professor Raj Sisodia from Babson College, along with his colleagues Jag Sheth and David Wolf, delved into the secrets of top-performing organizations. Their findings were eye-opening. Exceptional companies thrive by prioritizing the well-being of not only their shareholders, but also their communities. In 15 years, the company studied by the Babson team outshone the S&P 500 by a staggering 1,400%. In their book, Firms of Endearment, How World-Class Companies Profit from Passion and Purpose, Sisodia, Sheth, and Wolf outline a roadmap for building a successful business. They argue that one fundamental principle reigns supreme, ensuring that partnerships benefit all parties involved. Building strong relationships. Daniel Goleman, author of Emotional Intelligence, points out a common problem. Many people in Western business culture don't prioritize building strong connections with others. Instead, they often rely on specialized language that excludes outsiders and prevents genuine communication. For example, a lawyer might unintentionally talk to their spouse using legal jargon, creating a barrier in their relationship. 7 skills for building lasting relationships. To unlock the power of connection, focus on 7 essential skills. Instead of building walls, cultivate enduring relationships by mastering these actionable insights. 1. Embrace humility. Have you ever played the game telephone? It's a perfect example of how easily communication can get twisted. One person whispers a message to another, and it gets passed along until it's completely different from the original. In today's world, where everyone's connected, leaders need to be humble and aware, especially when they're leading a diverse team. They should encourage open conversations instead of arguments, and welcome questions and feedback. When leaders admit their own mistakes, it helps their team feel more comfortable admitting theirs too. Walt Bettinger, CEO of Schwab, learned a crucial lesson during his time at business school. He didn't do well on his final exam because he missed a key question about someone important in the building, the cleaner. He realized he'd seen her but never bothered to learn her name. From that experience, he vowed to know the name of every person who worked around him. 2. Be a glowworm. During World War II, London endured relentless bombing from Nazi Germany, known as the Blitz. Despite the chaos, Londoners remained resilient, inspired by Prime Minister Winston Churchill's speeches, filled with hope and determination. According to computational social science, the emotions of individuals have a significant impact on those around them. Evaluate the people you spend time with, and consider if any changes are necessary. Are you surrounded by individuals who mistreat you? Notice how your energy levels fluctuate after interacting with them. Stanford professor Robert Sutton highlights how being rude can harm both individuals and the organizations they're part of. On the flip side, managers who set high expectations can greatly boost their team's performance. Namaste. Your self-belief directly impacts your productivity. By changing how you perceive yourself, you can transform your life. Remember, your worth isn't tied to your ego, but to something greater. In India and among yoga enthusiasts, a common practice is to end sessions by saying Namaste, which means recognizing the spirit in others. Start and end your day by saying Namaste to yourself. 3. Achieve the three liberations. J.G. Bennett, the visionary behind the International Academy for Continuous Education, explored spiritual wisdom worldwide and aimed to share it. He discovered three crucial actions for achieving liberation. Want to unlock the secrets to true freedom? Follow these three practical steps. Raise above the sense of liking and disliking. Stop letting your likes and dislikes control you. Learn to observe without immediately judging. Practice distinguishing between observing and evaluating others. Try to be less sensitive. Don't take everything to heart. People tend to see things only from their perspective, so don't let their judgments affect you. Avoid using judgmental language and become less sensitive to criticism. Overcome any tendencies to grumble and criticize. Kick negativity to the curb. Instead of grumbling and criticizing, promote a positive attitude. Focus on what's good and keep moving forward. To truly understand others, stay humble and encourage a mindset of continual learning. This means recognizing that people are not all the same as you, but rather have unique perspectives and experiences. Take responsibility for your actions and their impact on others without pitying yourself. Accept that you're accountable for building connections with others. This journey towards understanding and responsibility is key to personal growth and meaningful relationships. 4. Transcend fixations. In big companies, you've likely come across tests like the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI, or the Wilson Learning Model of Managerial Styles. These tests give you valuable clues about how you think and interact with others. Isabel Briggs Myers, who helped create the MBTI, warns us not to assume that everyone thinks like us or values the same things we do. 5. Balance energy exchange. Want to build better connections? Check out Wharton Professor Adam Grant's three categories: givers, takers, and matchers. Givers help without expecting anything in return, while takers aim to benefit from every interaction. Matchers seek a balance between their needs and others. Before lending a hand, assess who you're dealing with. If they're a taker, be cautious but still offer help. Focus on ways to support without draining yourself. Surround yourself with energizing people to fuel positive relationships. The best relationships thrive when everyone pitches in to help each other uniquely and creatively. 6. Be a rare listener. Many of us think we're better listeners than we are. Psychologists Justin Kruger and David Dunning say we tend to overestimate our abilities, especially when it comes to listening. Want to get better? Practice with a partner. Try sharing something interesting while they try not to listen. Then switch roles. This exercise helps you notice where you're not listening well and improves your skills. Want stronger connections? Think about being more empathetic toward others. 7. Turn function into momentum. Handling conflict is crucial for nurturing relationships, as it emerges in various aspects of life. Your perspective on conflict influences how you manage it. Instead of viewing conflict as a battlefield where someone must triumph, see it as an opportunity for personal growth and finding new solutions to meet others' needs. Focusing solely on your gain may provide short-term benefits but won't sustain you in the long run. Connection for a balanced life. Want to rock both your work and personal life? Start by getting cozy with the connection. When you understand yourself better, you click better with others. Being humble isn't just nice, it's fulfilling. And get this, you can pick your feelings. Knowing how they affect others gives you serious power. Key points. 1. Prioritize genuine connection over self-promotion for success. 2. Value diverse perspectives and well-being for overall company prosperity. 3. Practice humility and acknowledge everyone's contributions to strong leadership. 4. Surround yourself with positivity to maintain energy and motivation. 5. Respect individual differences to promote meaningful relationships. 6. Strike a balance between giving and receiving in interactions. 7. Improve listening skills and embrace conflicts as growth opportunities in relationships.